Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I want to get to the what the caller said in the Morning Boys, and not about their weird kinky exposition that show took this morning.
Hey, I like them being open.
Hey, we don't kink shame.
We don't kink shame. Whatever you're into, you're into.
Yeah.
Now, you had that one off the top of your head. Just means you've been thinking about it for a
while.
You're
not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
Didn't seem like they really had to take too much time to think about it.
No, yeah, that's a really definitely had that locked and loaded, yeah. And that's all right. And it was funny because I heard PFT and Big Cat give a very similar take. They're like, again, same basis, same idea, off of what Pony had to do. It's like, did Pony just always want to have his nipples pierced? Is that the idea there?
I think so.
And then I was like, wait, did PFT and Big Cat, did they just rip off Ken and Anthony? I was like, no, well, they stopped short of giving their own kinks on the air. So I don't think they went the whole distance.
You know, because you weren't sure if we could say that on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I was so upset that I didn't think of?
And then I listened to so many people say it on the air. I said, okay, well, now we can.
I was going to go Con Knipple.
Oh.
He wanted to get his Con Knipples pierced. And I just, as soon as we got off the air, I thought about it. And I was like, now, however.
92.3 The Kink.
Feel it.
So two things. There were two things.
Oh, that, I want it bad.
Before we get to the caller from the Morning Boys, kinky style. The caller was not kinky, by the way. Two things I thought that Miles said that were really interesting that we haven't gotten to yet is he was like, yeah, I think we should stick to the run, which he's not wrong. And two, when he was asked about reason to be hopeful on offense, he said, I try to focus on my side of the ball.
And I thought that was actually the great answer, like a great answer for Miles. Like, and that, if he had maintained that the entire time, that would have been such a win for him, because that was what he said out of the gate. Very first answer. I know my side of the ball. I can't think about the offensive side of the ball. But then later, as you mentioned, he then brings in the idea of like, well, yeah, I would have ran the ball more. It's like, well, wait, what is it? Do you not care about that side of the ball and have any input on that side of the ball? Or do you have a lot of thoughts about that side of the ball? We just have to keep asking you questions for 5 minutes.
He also hedged his bets when he was like, you know, I know they're working for it. They got a lot of young guys over there trying real hard. And I was like, I don't think that's the eraser phrase that you actually put at the end of the sentence and not the beginning.
The dig that I thought he made was about the idea that Flacco style must work over there, but it didn't work over here. That's the one where I thought that was, if we want to talk about Miles getting a little saucy, that was Miles getting saucy.
Now, speaking of getting saucy, I knew that at some point people are going to call for Kevin Stefanski to get fired, right? And I'm not doing that today. We still have time for that. It's incredibly early to have that call to this point. I thought what was interesting is, on my 2025 Browns bingo card, I did not have a caller calling in and asking for this.
What quarterback has actually blossomed and went to another level under Kevin Stefanski? If either they have digressed, didn't go to another level, or just plain look like crap. Look at the common denominator. Watson, Baker, Flacco's already here. Flacco's a veteran. Flacco.
You hear that, Ken? Did you hear that?
What do you say?
He's not alone.
Isaac might have just made me think something.
He's not alone.
I'm afraid to say.
I saw some people.
I'm afraid to say.
I saw it last night, Isaac. Some people were saying, did they ruin Deshaun?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you now. I'm not saying that all the way, but I'm just putting the facts in. You could deny the truth, but the facts remain the same. If you look at it, if you look at the comma, because look, Flacco and his reads were crisp last night. This guy ain't been there, 2 weeks?
Before we get to the Watson part of this, I thought it was interesting that if we're having this conversation about Kevin 6 months ago, everyone's still saying he gets the best out of quarterbacks despite bundle of facts that point in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's something nice that we finally swung the pendulum to, wait, these quarterbacks are playing better or just the same elsewhere?
Well, but it begs the question, did we swing too far? And so, here's my response.
The Watson thing is yes.
Well, so here's my, yes to what? Yes that he's just that Stefanski didn't get the best out of him, or yes into what?
No, that we swung too far the pendulum.
Okay, because I need to remind people that it listen, maybe the, from the pure skill standpoint, maybe Deshaun could actually do it with somebody else in some sort of fashion or something, but he's too broke. At this point, he's too injured of a player for us to ever want to go down that road ever again. Like, you can't rely on his body being healthy more so than the idea that you think he could actually play football. I mean, listen, I don't know. Albert comes on and Albert says he's probably got the most talent out of any quarterback that's in that room. Okay, take that for whatever that's worth. Maybe there is something there with Watson that Stefanski didn't tap into, because it's not like he's been able to tap into anybody, but he's a very injured player. That's why it's a non-starter for me.
I don't pray in public. I believe that sometimes I can be a little performative, so I'm not praying. But I am. It's like an open letter to God. Okay?
Christ has died. Christ has arisen.
I can hear the
will come again.
I can hear your 75-year-old deceased neighbor rising from the from below the ground back in Illinois.
Lucky for you, she died around 95. She was just around 75 when she lived next door to me and told me I was going to be a priest.
That's not the only thing she told you. She whispered a lot to you,
Enjoy
sir.
Enjoy the bulge.
Lord have mercy.
But I this is an open letter. Please do not let Deshaun go elsewhere and be serviceable again before the Browns are good. If it happens, okay. I have no problem if Deshaun goes elsewhere and does look serviceable again at some point. Like, I'm sure that all the people that bagged on him for 5 years will find a way to bring it on back. And it'll be the Michael Vick story, right? It'll be, oh, what a success. He's learned from this and that and the other. But just please let the Browns be good while that's happening. Because I don't think I could watch Baker go do what Baker's done, watch Deshaun fail to be the worst trade in NFL history. The fail here, get all the money, and then the Joe Flacco thing, and then still watch this team lose, and then Deshaun is somehow better outside of here as well.
I mean, if I'm any of these quarterbacks that Stefanski has worked with, that includes Deshaun, obviously, I would have to wonder that today. That's a big question mark I have, is how much of me was actually, how much of my talent was zapped from Kevin Stefanski? We just never looked at it that way, because everyone just was too busy saying how great he was with quarterbacks and a quarterback whisperer and this and that, while having no evidence to suggest that he was. If I'm Deshaun Watson, if I'm any one of these other quarterbacks, I wonder what somebody else could do with me.
I think you can say this. You can speak to this, because this is, I've been on the record as saying, I don't think Kevin ruined Deshaun. I think Deshaun and some of the decisions and the time off and whatever happened off the field, I think that really put him behind the eight ball in terms of being a good football player, at least in the near.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Your term. I don't think he helped Deshaun. And I, specifically of, he violated the cardinal rule of coaching quarterbacks, which is, hey, that's great. You're going to fit into what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when it's just not anything that Deshaun had ever thrived in. And we had so much evidence of Deshaun thriving in other systems and other setups. Hell, he never even called Bill O'Brien to be like, hey, what worked well with you guys?
Yes. And so that's not, Kevin is not the reason Deshaun failed here. But you can't say he did everything he could, because by the time they finally went to the new offense, he hired Ken Dorsey, who had just gotten fired in Buffalo, And I believe we had about 7 games of that before the whole thing blew up.
Yeah, and maybe Deshaun gets a chance to play because of this, because of the idea that Stefanski is not perceived to be some sort of quarterback whisperer, and maybe he did, in fact, hurt Deshaun. Maybe he gets a chance. And the bet I would make there is that he just gets injured. But if he gets a chance to play and he stinks, then okay, Deshaun just stinks at football. But if I'm Deshaun, I make my case to everybody, and I use Joe Flacco as exhibit A for why I deserve another opportunity in the NFL.
And so while I had my open letter to the heavens or to just the universe in general, please let the Browns be good. At the same time, if Deshaun is ever good again on the football field, no, I do not need to see Deshaun Watson here with a different coach. I just don't. There's nothing about that. And again, like, it's not even about, like, you made a great point, just a football point, which is he's just broken. He can't stay healthy. He's had the shoulder injury, the Achilles injury. You've wasted enough time with him. I'll also say there's just enough water under the bridge. There's just enough things that have happened. There's just enough vitriol that has been spoken. The Watson Wars, as they were. Like, you failed enough with Deshaun. And even if Tommy Rees took over tomorrow as the offensive play caller and Jim Schwartz is the head coach and Deshaun came off the IR, I don't think Deshaun's going to be able to do it here. Because I'm not even talking about from our side of things. I think too much has happened for him.
But the fact that it's a serious conversation, or we can actually have the convo, is that is leaps and strides different from where we were, let's say, 6 months or a year ago around Deshaun Watson and who is to take blame and fault and everything else. And that's why last night was disastrous for the stock of Kevin Stefanski.
I still would love to know what happened, meaning the actual impact with Jimmy Haslam. And whether it puts more pressure on these guys, I know pressure is the most overthought, overspoken on thing. There's so much pressure in the NFL because of the finite amount of jobs, because of the limited amount of time you get to go ahead and actually prove that you can coach in the NFL. I can't imagine that there isn't, though, an extra dollop of pressure, whatever it is, immense pressure, given the Flacco thing and just given how off
just
the rails
this thing. I mean, what I've heard in recent weeks is that Haslam's now there on Mondays and he's there on Fridays and he's in the practice, he's in the meetings, he's doing things. Like, imagine Haslam being in one of those meetings today. I mean, it's today. It's after Thursday Night Football. Just staring at Stefanski as he gets a game plan ready, thinking about all of the Joe Flacco throws last night.
Well, but like,
jeez,
you've made such a good point about, hey, this was the point of this season was the poison pill. The point of
the
this season,
the fact-finding mission, yeah.
The fact-finding mission, right? And it still looks worse. You're like, you can be a 3-14 team and looked well coached. That's the rub here that I think is killing me. Yes, they are short on talent. They're also short on discipline. They're short on the little heady plays that make the difference in, like, key situations. And some of that is youth. I'll give him that. So, again, that's another little piece there for Andrew Berry. But you can say this is going to be the poison pill, the fact-finding mission, the fallout from the Deshaun things, and all of those are true. And yet, they're 1-5, and their record doesn't do justice to how putrid they've really played.
And that's what we'll find out with the rest of the year. If they have the Dolphins game and it continues to go down to the toilet, or whether or not they can actually save something on this. It's odd, because for a Thursday night game that Stefanski says he didn't watch, this one really felt like it hit the fan base in a way. I'd be dying to know if it hit the players the same way.
I mean, he's going back and maybe watching reels today of it.
You think he catches that? That's the Daryl Ryder way of grinding tape.
Yeah.
Where Daryl, I think it was Monday with Ken and Anthony, was like, yeah, I saw this breakdown of a bunch of clips of Dylan Gabriel over on Sunday of all his bad throws. I'm like, Daryl, we have this, all the tapes there. You don't need a mash cut-up of Dylan Gabriel sucking.
He watched the tape. That's all I heard. Jason Lloyd of The Athletic walks us through what the Flacco impact is on the Browns currently and watching him succeed yesterday, how hot these seats are, and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.